This is the Delmarva Power Postgame Show on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Here we go. 11.6 seconds remaining. Two-point Hawk lead. Morrow up court with it. Marked by Seelan. Morrow bursting to the rim. Kicks it out. Right corner for Cooks. 5 seconds left. Contested three over Caldwell. In and out. Rebound tipped up a couple times. Falling away. Second chance by Barnes. Not good. They get it in, but it's waved off. They didn't get it off. They didn't get it off. Shore wins. And it's over. The Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. Singing Shades of 94. They're in the semis for the first time in 23 years. And yes, we can't talk to the head coach or to the players, so we will talk to associate head coach Cliff Reed as Bobby Collins comes in as well. Coach, breathe for a second. Your general thoughts on that that heart-stopping finish in the game itself.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to outstanding Hampton University team and program. They're not just a good team, but they're a great program. But congratulations to the Hawks, Coach Collins, and the young men fought. We talked about at halftime, if you want to be a champion, you have to be the champion. And they are the reigning champions and not North Carolina Central. So the young men did a super job tonight, fighting back and showing resilience and toughness, all the things that it takes to be a champion.
Absolutely. When Hampton took the lead for the first time and took a four-point lead at that, it looked like things were about to sink the Pirates' way, and it could have gotten ugly the other way. What did you and Coach Collins and the rest of your staff do to settle the guys down and get them back on the right track and eventually winning this game?
I thought that the main thing is, with our experience, we just stayed poised as a staff, and the players feed off of the staff. And then what happens is you ride your best players, and they tend to make plays for you, and that's what happened. The young men stepped up and made a bunch of plays for us, and what can you say? Bakari Copeland has worked his butt off. The young freshman has come a long way, and the young man, Logan McIntosh, is running the team, and everybody just a total team effort.
And McIntosh is really seeing the ball well at the beginning of the game. He had to sit with foul trouble, but came in the game winning. It'll go down as a layup on the goal 10. Really a total team effort in this game. And you know, before it gets lost in the shuffle, I want to talk about that out-of-bounds play to end first half. That was about the best out-of-bounds play and running coast-to-coast I think we've seen all year. I mean, you guys must practice that.
Well, absolutely. You have your special plays, baseline, sideline, full court. And it just so happened that I think we were in that situation with 2.5 just recently, and we didn't get that pass. And this time, the young man stayed poised and made the pass, and Dino hit a great shot. You know, you give him a chance, and he can make a shot go in from anywhere.
All right, now 24 hours to go. The two-time champs dethroned. NC Central comes next, a team that won both games, but, you know, it's always so difficult to win three times in 1 year against one team. So what's the game plan between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Watch a lot of film, do a lot of talking about it, and hopefully get these guys off their feet and let them get some rest. And then in the morning we get up and walk through some stuff and be ready for Central. We know that they've been champions, you know, about two out of the last 4 years, and we have our hands more than full. They played extremely well. They were the defense was suffocating, and they were unbelievable the other day. So we have our hands full.
All right, Coach. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Will.
Associate Head Coach Cliff Reed of Maryland Eastern Shore. The Hawks, a thrilling 68-66 win over the reigning champion Hampton Pirates. They avenged the loss from 2015. They avenged the loss from earlier this year.